Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, what's going on, people? And welcome to another episode of Truthful Tuesday, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Hey, listen, if this is your first time, guys, we meet every Tuesday at 6 o'clock and we talk about different topics and subjects concerning relationships, spirituality, and life in general. Just so happened this month, being the month of February, we want to look at it being Black History Month and the Love Month. So we are dedicating this whole month to Black love, to specifically Black or African-American men when it comes to dating. And tonight's topic is a good one. We're talking about dating in the African-American community, also helping African-American men understanding their worth and value when it comes to relationships. So I am looking forward to a great, great episode tonight. A lot of feedback. I want to make sure you guys are on point and they're with me. So listen, get yourself together, get your pen and paper, go ahead and text somebody and tell them, hey, you got to get on this show because they're talking about dating, specifically if you are single. So hey, hang on with me. Give me about 30, maybe a station break for about 20 seconds. I'll be right back and we'll get started.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Okay.
All right, welcome back. Thank you for joining me tonight. And I tell you, I'm excited about this. I've been having a lot of conversations lately about dating, specifically in the African-American community. If you remember, those who are regulars on my show, that I talked about this so-called shortage of men in the African-American community. And it kind of sparked from an episode that they had on 2020, and they showed about, I don't know, 4 or 5 African-American women living in Atlanta who were very educated, good jobs, doing well, and couldn't seem to find a mate or someone that will appreciate them for who they were. And I got a little bit perturbed about that because I don't believe there's a shortage of African-American men. I believe that there are some principles about self-worth that we have to understand. There are some principles concerning relationships I think we have to understand. So, again, I'm dedicating this this month to try and help us out just a little bit as I coach. By the way, I failed to mention that also every coaching session that we have, every coaching package, except for group coaching, is 50% off this month as well. So you got half off any coaching package, 1, 1, 3, 6, 12, whatever. You got half off of that. So ensure, make sure you take full advantage. Okay. Now let me tell you a couple quick things. Some ground rules. Hey, this is a open platform. It is G rated or PG rated. So no profanity, please. But you got to respect other people's opinion. And let me go on record as saying, just because I say a thing doesn't make it law or good. It is my opinion. It's from my professional standpoint as a certified life coach. However, I cannot speak for all men, nor can I speak for all women. I can only speak for my experience and what I've coached and checked with other people concerning their experiences. So, again, you be the judge and you govern your life or whatever you need, and you kind of make it happen from there, okay? Okay, so let's jump right into this. All right, so I've been talking to a couple. I spoke to a girl, a guy and a girl, two different ones today. And so the girl was telling me that she's been in a relationship. She finally got this guy, you know, and they're dating, and they've been in it for about a year, and they're not even considering getting married. She's just happy right where she is. And I you know, told in so many words that was stupid. That's a stupid way of thinking. In a relationship, yes, not willing and thinking about getting married, I don't know about that, which brings up my first question. And feel free to chime in. You press 1 on your keypad. That would allow you to speak or let me know that you want to speak. But that first question is, how long do you spend, you know, in a relationship before you say, I'm ready to marry? How long do you, why get in a relationship? What's the whole purpose of jumping in and without the purpose of maybe one day spending the rest of your life with this person? I'm just curious about that. And so we continue to have a conversation, and it was all about, you know, he could be the one, I don't know, but, you know, everybody wants somebody warm, you know, to be there for them, to talk to them, to support them, to have somebody who you can share your feelings with and plan with and all this stuff. And I'm saying, wow, you know, what happened to you? What distorted your view of a happy relationship that will move on to a happy marriage? Because apparently it's been warped somewhere, and you have no faith in the fact that you date with the expectations of marrying. And so that's just my opinion. And it was almost as if I was speaking a foreign language. And keep in mind, it's younger people, who both people were young that I was talking to. And the guy, you know, just to move from that and move on to the next thing, the guy, and this is a different guy, listen to this. He says, ladies, and you need to hear this. He says, I want to date somebody, and man, I'm telling you, I'll be committed and I'll be locked in if she has ambition and she has goals and she's trying to go somewhere and do something with her life. I promise you, I will, you know, be committed for life with this chick. And I said, man, stop lying. You know, you're not going to do that. You will not do that. And a lot of other girls were around listening, and they was like, wow, why you say he wouldn't do that? And I said, brother, you know, tell him why you won't. And he really didn't know why. He thought he was telling the truth. But after I told him the answer or responded to what he said, he couldn't do but be quiet and lay his head on the table and was like, wow. And the females were astounded. So here's what I told him. I said, to be very honest with you, your commitment to this girl to not cheat is not based on who she is. It's not based on whether she's an asset or a liability. It's not based on whether she has goals, commitments, ambition, or not. It is all based on the inner man, your core values, and how you value the person that you're with. So don't say if she's all of that, because there have been so many African-American women who meet all those criteria and their man still cheated on them. You know, I don't know much about Oprah, but Oprah, you know, is a multimillionaire and still don't have a ring on her finger, you know. So he's like, wow. He's like, man, yeah, you're right, bro. He says, you know, it's all about me. It ain't about her, because that's the truth. And so ladies, let me tell you, all this striving to be the best that you can be and do all that you can do, it's really, you know, it's nothing that you can per se do that will stop a man from stepping out on you. It's his choice. And don't you ever, ever think that you did something wrong or you could have did something else. Because I'm telling you, my wife and I, we've been together 30 years, guys, 27 of those years we've been married. And I got to tell you, now, in the very beginning of my marriage, I was stupid. I was young and I didn't really value her as much as I should have. When we were dating, I didn't value her as much as I should have. But to be honest with you, after I gave my life to Christ, which is early in our marriage, we got married in 87, and I left for the military in 88. And so I ended up getting saved in 88, the latter part of 88, 80, early 89. And we've been going strong ever since. And so now that's been 25 to 26 years of being with one woman and loving it and enjoying it, and things have gotten better and better and better and better. And so it's not so much that I love her so much that I didn't step out, but for two reasons I didn't step out. Number one, I love Jesus just that much and I don't want to hurt him. But second of all, and which is more carnal than anything, and that's the fact that I have my own core values, the inner man in me says, this is not right. You know, you can't just hurt people just to hurt them just because somebody else has something that looks better. You know, and I talked about this earlier on a live Facebook show that I had earlier. I talked about, you know, my wife bought me a brand new truck, 2015 1500 Ram, and I'm loving it. Man, I feel like a big boy in there. You know, it's awesome. However, is it the top of the line? Nope. Are there some other attributes about my truck that I could, you know, could have gotten some more amenities? Yes. Is it the primary color? Can I got a better color? Sure, I could. Could I have some bigger tires? And I could have got a whole bunch of other things added to this vehicle. And I see, you know, now that I've bought it, I see all the stuff that I can add. But hey, guess what? I am satisfied with what I have. And that's the whole key. You have to be satisfied with what you have. You have to be committed to what you have. And if you allow me to just interject a quick little scripture, I think it's either in Ecclesiastics or one of those scriptures in one of those books in that particular area that says that God has blessed you with your portion every day, or he's blessed you with your portion for you to have. And I feel like my wife is the portion that he's blessed me with. So I'm satisfied with it and I'm going to take care of it to the best of my ability. And that's super, super, super important. Okay. That you understand that. And now, speaking of, my wife is a blessing and the portion from God. That's how men, African-American men, listen to me carefully. We got to stop looking at women as sex objects. We got to stop looking at them as somewhere to plant a seed or get our rocks off, if you will. I think if we don't change our culture, and I got to tell you, it's not our fault as men. This is where the culture is going. Everything is about the butt. The booty, you know, your derriere, twerking. And here's the crazy thing about this, ladies, in case you don't know, we are very highly visible creatures. We like to see, we like to look, that's us. And so now every time, I'll go on record as saying this in boldness and honesty and truth. I'm a married man and I love God and I love my wife, but are there some phenomenally shaped women out there that I'm like, man, wow, she is fine. Absolutely. And I know women, y'all do the same thing about men, but we're not talking about y'all right now. I'm talking about men constantly seeing it. And so now our culture is fashioning women to a place where that's all we're focusing on. Everything that's in the media these days is focusing on twerking, small waist, big butt, big breasts, butt injections. I mean, now it's hard to know who's real and who's not. But guess what? This is so true. We don't care as African-American men. We don't care if it's fake. We just want to know if, you know, see it jiggle. It ain't even got the jiggle. We just want to see the shape of it. She got an hourglass shape. Man, she fine. You know, or whatever. I mean, it has really gotten to that place. We are inundated with this thing on a consistent basis. And so, brothers, you got to make a conscious effort to free yourself. You got to emancipate your mind from this booty slavery, if you will. You got to open your eyes and see past the booty. You got to see past the breast. You got to see. We always talk about, you know, I want a girl who's smart, who has goals, who want to go somewhere. But you know what? We really don't mean it a lot of times. You know, I'm just keeping it real with you. We really don't mean that. Sure, we mean it in a sense of that's what those are the qualities I want her to have. But in the meantime, I want to hit it from the back and slap it and see her butt jiggle. I want to see her twerk. That's what our mentalities are. And as men, and so if we don't shift in our thinking, that's why our women now are saying, you know, there are no dateable men. There are, you know, there's a short quantity of men. No, what it is, you don't want no dog. And I don't blame you, lady. You don't want no scrap when you deserve a king. You don't want a pauper. You want somebody with some royalty who understands you and value you. So, brothers, it's time to step your game up. You got to do more than just see this woman as a sex object. You got to do more. You got to cater to her soul, man. You got to cater to her inner, you know, her inner love, her inner person who says, I want to hug you. I want to satisfy you. I want to be a wife. I want to be your woman, but I don't want to be just a deposit for you. I don't want you just to deposit in me, then leave. You know, we got to change that. It's important that we change that, and we have to start changing today. Now, brothers, also, let me go ahead and tell you, since this is your month, and I'm talking to you specifically, you got to stop holding these women up. Stop making them wait for you. Stop keeping them on the line, acting like you're so in love and you're so committed, only to get the goods and just keep them there. Sure, you'll get into a relationship, but you know what? Your intentions, if she's not what you want, man, let her go and move on. You know, I'm just keeping it real with you. That's a human person. That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's sister. Why hurt her? Hold her on for 2 years and don't put a ring on her finger. Now, that's the difference between men and women. Women date with the intentions of one day marrying. Most women. Some of these younger ones, like I told you earlier, I don't know what's going on with them. But most women, not all, most women, a lot of women, they date with the intentions of getting married. All right? Now, I wish I could say that for men, but we don't. We don't date with the intentions of getting married. We date with the intentions of I'm going to hit it while I can hit it. And if this other sister can let me hit it, I'm going to hit it. That's why you hear stories about doing her friend and her sister. You know, all these crazy stuff like that. We got to change that, man. We really do. If you're a brother and you're doing that, you're giving all other men just a bad rap, man. You're making us look like that we are nothing but dogs. And I'm talking about black, white, yellow, green, orange, it don't matter. You know, when you hold somebody up and you hold them into a relationship, and then after 2 years, and ladies, let me tell you, if you've been in a relationship after a certain amount of time and he's ready to move on, let me tell you what he does. He starts picking arguments with you. He starts causing things to happen so you guys can argue and fuss, and that because he has somewhat of a heart. He doesn't want to just leave you high and dry unless he, you know, unless he's really, really jacked up, but he has a heart enough to, he wants you to leave, or he wants to shift the blame and say, you know, you see, you don't understand me. We can't connect, or we got nothing in common, whatever the case may be. Now, can that happen from the female standpoint? Sure it does. And it happens all the time, but I'm not talking about females right now. I'm talking about brothers. we do it a lot because we're done now. We've done what we think we can do. We've experienced what we think we can experience, and so we're ready to move on. And that's the thing that I got to tell my ladies, man. You make it hard for us. And here's how you make it hard for us, and you make it hard for other women who have standards and morals and values and want to marry and want to get a good, brother who can put a ring on their finger, is that when you're dating, listen, there are levels to dating. There are levels to dating, which is a good opportunity for me to pause right now and tell you again, I have 50% off of all coaching this month. And I'm talking about how to date, whatever packages you need, I have it. You can go to my website, ZekeBolden.com, and sign up for a free session. We can talk about it. You can go to my Facebook, ZekeBolden2, sign up for a session there. But you got to learn how to date. There are stages to dating. There's a meet and greet. What do you do at a meet and greet? There is pursuing. How do you be pursued? How do you, from pursuing to dating, and how do you date, and from dating to courting, and how do you court from courting to being a fiance, asking somebody to marry you? How do you respond in that particular area? And at every stage of this, at every step of this, there are still rules to the game. There are rules, and there are borders, and there are negotiables and non-negotiables. I mean, there is so much to this game now, and it's gotten so complex that people just are giving up. They're just going head in first. I don't want to go through all the other stuff. I just want to get it done, get in here, and I got me a man. I got me a woman. Well, if that's what you want, fine. Do your thing. Hats off to you. But ask yourself this question. How has that worked out for you? That's what you want to consider, okay? You want to look at you. You want to stop hurting. You want to feel that hole that's in your heart, that longing for a companion. You need healing for that, and it's time that you have what you want. And so I'm telling you, brothers, stop holding these women up, which brings me to another question that you got to ask yourself. How long, brothers or females, if you're bold enough to answer, how long? Oh, and by the way, for those who are listening in via internet, guys, the chat room is not open, so you have to call in. Click over to come on in, and so we can talk. The number is 516-387-1748. Again, that's 516-387-1748. So how long do you date someone till you figure out he's the one or she's the one? How long are you in this relationship for? What's your expectations? A lot of people don't even ask that question. And you don't ask that question in the beginning, because everybody's going to lie to you in the beginning of a meet and greet. And how long is the meet and greet for? I can't give it all to you in 30 minutes, but I mean, there are levels to this thing that you have to understand and you got to know. And so one of the most important things is to get past the meet and greet stage. I'm telling you, because the meet and greet stage is a fantasy stage. Okay, let me explain that to you. The meet and greet stage is that stage where, we put on our best faces, we put on our best image, we tell the most lies, we are single and available in the meet and greet stage. We ain't got no other standbys, we ain't got no booty calls. You're a virgin in the meet and greet stage. I mean, it's fantasy, fantasy, fantasy. And excuse me. And you got to realize that you got to get past that meet and greet stage, because if you don't get past that meet and greet stage, you won't get to know the real person. And you cannot jump into a relationship. You can't skip over all the factors that are involved in a relationship. You can't skip over, because at the meet and greet, the spark was there. Or you felt it. The vibe was there. Like I said earlier on another session, that if you're horny, a female dog will come by, and you can feel vibes. I was in Saudi Arabia. My wife hates when I tell this story. I was in Saudi Arabia, had been there. My tour was 11 months. But I had been there 6 months without my wife. And a camel walked by. And, man, that camel was swaying her hips. And I'm like, God, dog, that's a fine camel. You know, and look, think about it. I'm saying that about a camel, right? That's because I've been in the desert for 6 months without my wife. I'm horny. Anything. The wind blow hard, man. I'm like, woo, that wind feel good. You know, so that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's important that you understand that don't be fooled by there's a spark in the beginning. And, wow, I felt those vibes because I've heard so many people say it. Man, I just don't feel nothing with him, or I don't feel nothing with her. He doesn't excite me. Guess what? Let me tell you. He can get you excited. He can learn to get you excited. She can learn to get you where you need to be if you talk and communicate, but that has to be down the road. That ain't necessarily in the beginning, because everything about you, they might not know. And here's another thing that I need for African-American couples to understand that you guys are so afraid of. You're afraid to get help. You're afraid to get help in the beginning. You're afraid to get help in the middle, and you're afraid to get help at the end. The only time you reach out for help and you think you got this game down pat is you know, all hell has broke loose. And now you're like, wow, we need help. I need help. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, now when you land up in the bed, curled up, you know, crying because you find out she's doing somebody else or he's doing somebody else. Or you got up and you wiped off only to look at his telephone and realize he got 12 messages from 12 different chicks. I'm telling you, you guys, you're going to have to wake up and smell the coffee. If you're going to do this thing, you're going to need somebody to help coach you along the way, show you how to play this game. And it is important. And yes, I said game because it is a game. And whether you want to play this game or not, it's going to continue to be played. And whether you want to be an active participant, or you want to sit on the bench, or you want to walk around like your head's in the clouds and not realize really what's going on, you're going to continue to get hurt, and you might stumble upon a halfway decent relationship, but most relationships like that don't last, or you end up calling me in the end. Man, I don't know what happened. You know, everything was so wonderful in the beginning. Well, you know, everything always is wonderful in the beginning. And so you got to make sure you understand about this game. All right, so listen, I am just ecstatic about what's happening right now. I've been super busy. You haven't heard me talk on the on Periscope that often here lately because I've just been super busy. And then, you know, I'm also in school. I'm getting some things taken care of right there. I'm increasing my self-worth, not just for my wife. I already got her. It's just for my own thing. And so that's another thing, brothers. Man, I tell you, we got to do better. I mean, we're finishing last within education. We're finishing last in taking care of our children and responsibility. We're finishing last with ambition and goals. I mean, our expectations are so low. We got to raise them up. You are better than that, man. You deserve better than that. Stop acting, and let me go ahead and say it, and some of you are going to hate it, but you got to stop acting like what you're being called. You got to stop acting. Look, I'm almost out of time. You got to stop acting like that. You got to do better. You got to take a inventory of yourself, and if you don't know what to do, you don't know how to do it, make an investment. ZekeBolden.com, make an investment. Come see me. Call me. Text me. Email me. Come see me. It's important that you do that. Guys, it's been great. I promise, like always, to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God, and I'm going to continue to give it to you. Black men and dating. Listen, we're going to talk to you more about this on next week. Going to show you some things that can help you as well. So I look forward to talking with you. Guys, thank you. It's been great. It's been fantastic. It's been wonderful. Thanks, and I hope to talk to you next Tuesday for sure.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's the truth.